Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've got a video here, an interview actually that you don't want to miss. This is with a longtime Healthy American and a friend, Dran Reese. And she, here's a little tesoro. And this website that I shared with you has so much great information. So it put me in mind to bring Dran on herself so that you could hear from her about this biblical voter guide. Let me know in a comment whether or not you plan on voting. I just did a video for you about my own choice, and I hope that you will watch that as well. Drop a comment. And as you're doing that, I want to share with you a message from our sponsor, and we're hopping on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. I've been telling you about this company. It's the only gold company that I trust. And if you are worried about the future of the U.S. economy with all of the uncertainty in the air, you know, it's natural to fret about the security of your own retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that is gold. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. So with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. You can roll over your existing IRA or a 401k into what's called a self-directed gold IRA, and you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. So diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' streamlined process and expert guidance. I want you to call them if you're interested at 877-646-5347 so that you don't, in this year of the election, you don't let the volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. I'm going to vote, and I hope you will too, for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. If you are a Trump fan, you can opt to get 10 of these 1 ounce solid silver Trump coins, or if you prefer, you can choose this solid silver 10 ounce American flag bar if you open up a qualified account. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below, along with the disclaimer that there's no guarantee of any kind. There's always a risk of investment, but get your questions answered by the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I would love to know if you plan on voting this year. I tend to favor the local elections and the local initiatives. Now, I don't know if my vote really counts, but I know that if I don't vote, it certainly won't count. We all know that there is a lot of corruption. There are a lot of shady dealings, a lot of shenanigans and hogwashing and all of this. But I also know that I have a very sophisticated, savvy audience, and you probably want to know where you can go to get more information. So you're going to want to listen to this interview with Dran Reese, and she's going to share with you the Biblical Voter's Guide, how this came together, some of the most pressing issues, and how you can educate yourself so that you can vote in a manner that aligns with your principles and your values. All right, stay tuned and we'll dive right in. And you work with elected officials, and I want you to talk about that. So friends that are hopping on, we're going to talk about why should you vote? And if you're interested in learning more about the issues, we're going to look at biblicalvoter.com. We're going to touch on, I think we'll start by looking at the Salt and Light Council, which is your main campground, I guess, where other offshoots come from. And I want you to talk about that, Dran, how you got started in this, what your organization is about, and how people can be inspired and empowered to take action. So why don't we start? Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started in all your activism.
I didn't want to do any of this, FYI. I've decided when people tell me, well, it's just not my passion to be involved in government or my calling, I tell them, you know what, it's none of mine either, but it's your duty. Because our country is falling away. I have children, now I have grandchildren, and I'm here because I want to do my part to help save and rescue this nation. And so I got involved with the church. They allowed me to run we called it then Salt and Light Ministry, because we're Matthew 5, to be the salt of the earth and to sprinkle the flavor of Jesus Christ on the world. It can sting, though, however, if you have an open wound and you continue to fester it. But we're to be the light of the world, which goes out and exposes darkness. And so that's us with a flashlight out there.
And we're going to talk about voting. And before we look at the biblical voter, before we came on the show, we had a little chat about the camp of people that say, well, I'm not going to vote. It's so corrupt. I don't want to participate in the system. Even if I vote for someone, they may not represent me, even though they said they were going to. And I did a video about that previously, but what say you, Duran, to someone who says, what's the point?
I get where they're coming from because it does feel like that anymore. However, if you start to implement a few simple tools, one of which we have on Biblical Voter is we simply ask every candidate, you hand them, you can download it, hand it to every candidate that you meet and ask them to sign it. It's for pro-life from conception to natural death, marriage between a man and a woman, one man, one woman, parental rights. When you have your children, they belong to you, not the state. Free market principles and your right of conscience. Five things, one simple half page, sign it. Sign it, don't sign it. But if they don't sign it, that tells you an awful lot, an awful lot. So we have on our website, biblicalvoter.com, a list of all the people who signed or refused. And so the ones that refuse almost never get into office. The ones that sign almost always get into office, unless there's too many in that one category. But I will tell you, it works. Voting is an art, actually, and we must take it seriously. As a matter of fact, it is a privilege in the United States of America to vote and to exercise the elective franchise. And if you don't exercise it, then this beating is going to continue, people, because you didn't show up when you should have. Okay, I'm sorry. I know some of you out there are voting and it's... But the point is that you're not voting with your values or really truly voting for the person that you want to represent you. We are a representative government, not a democracy. And so when you put those people into office, you better make darn sure that they are going to represent your values. And as Christians, Peggy, you and I both agree, there's a litmus test. There's a five non-negotiable, stand at the higher order. And if every candidate would just live up to that, you'd see a remarkable change in our state and in this country.
Well, let's take a look at biblicalvoter.com. There's the saltandlightcouncil.org.
But here's the one we're going to talk about now is Biblical Voter. I love this website because it's one of the top websites in the nation for voting. And here's why. Because all you do is you go first here to state voter guides, click on this, and here are your federal voter guides, and here are your state voter guides. Very simple. So for those listening out there, if you want to know who to vote for the federal on the federal election, just click on all of these and contrast and compare. That's why up here in our banner, we say contrast and compare. Register to vote, compare the parties and compare the voter guides. You just have to know what the parties stand for. And I'll get back to that. That's right here. But back to state voter guides for us here in California. I love our website right here, California Voter Guides. There they are.
Wow.
So now these are updated. So for example, if you want to know about, give me a district. You're in Orange County.
Let's do Orange County.
Let's pop Orange County right there. There's Orange County.
Wow.
So this tells you who's the best candidate. So it's a 5-star rating. And let's scroll down and see. We've got, he's got his positions on the propositions. Okay. This is what he says. Now, they can also contrast and compare to another voter guide, but he's one of my favorites. So what he'll do here, let's go to your, okay, House of Reps, District 38. You have Eric Ching. Love Eric Ching. Sign the Family First Pledge. Love him. Guys, you got to get this man voted. He's put his business, his life on the line. And he is a rock solid Christian with a heart for this country. And there he goes, 5-star endorsement. So it is the red is the Republicans, the black is the Democrats, and there's your endorsements all the way down.
This is fantastic. And you've got it for every state.
Every state. Well, yes, I do have it for every state, but this particular guide, not in every state. It's in...
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not going to cancel everything out. Oh, shoot. I hate when I do that.
Okay.
Back to biblical voter.
This is great. Okay, biblical voter, state voter. Well, this is good. People can see where to go.
Roll back here to first the, you know, federal ones. These are one cheaters, for example, that have been done. Okay. So if you want to have a view of what Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are agreeing and disagreeing on, here's that. Let me backspace this way. Here's another one right here. Here's another one. Just one cheater you can point out. Yeah. Now, this is Concerned Women for America, who's gone a little deeper for you right there. Sexual exploitation, religious liberty. Those are key areas that, you know, if we lose our religious freedom, Peggy, it's over. It's over.
That's so what I've been fighting for all these years. Yes. Yeah.
So right here, these are upgraded right now. So just to share, I'm going to scroll very fast down here. We do have some inactive yet. Generally speaking, all of these voter guides are updated about 30 days before the election. So stay tuned, keep checking back if you don't see what you want. But here's another great part. On the homepage, you can go into your church and do a voter registration table, and everybody can register to vote online. 100% of the church should be registered to vote and using this website. You can go here and fill out an application. You can pick out your state right here, California, and start answering the questions. And you know, I was talking to someone this morning. Do you know that you have to be a citizen to vote? Otherwise, I believe it's a felony if you vote without being a citizen of the United States. So therefore, I feel we should make that a big deal, because we have a lot of people voting that think it's okay to vote who are not U.S. citizens.
Right.
Okay, party platforms. Recently, the party platforms have been changed. So to tell you, we have it in English, we have it in Spanish, Chinese, Korean, Arabic. And then we also have the party platforms, the actual in their own words here. So if you want to look at the page number up here and then go look it up down here to make sure we said everything right, because we did, you will find out. So just to click on this one right here, what we did, and I'll make this hopefully a little larger. It's the topic of the Republicans are first, life, and then there's the Democratic is the topic of abortion, because that's what they want to do to our children. And if you're a Christian, you have to decide this day who you're going to serve. It comes down to that. Is it life or is it murdering babies, innocent babies in the womb? You know, it's okay to change your position on this if you've had an abortion as well. So then we have also marriage and family for the Republicans, who talk about that. But the other side talks about LGBTQ, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning plus. And you can read what they say. And down here, one says parental rights and education. The other one wants to expand government standards. Well, what kind of standards are they going to tell us we're supposed to have? I think I like the standards that are in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
On and on and on. Okay, First Amendment and energy and Israel. So let's see. Now let's hopefully I don't go away from that. So that's another tool. It's a one pager. Feel free to print it out. And also for anybody out there, I will private label this for your group. iVoter Guide is private labeling this from us. They put their own logo on it. Happy to do that for any groups out there.
That's wonderful, Dran.
Oh, and then also you can find your polling location. And this is, remember I told you about the Family First Pledge? This is so much fun. I love this. Okay, so here's the pledge right here. You can download it, print it, give it to your elected officials. In fact, those currently in office, and see if they'll sign it. If they refuse, here's what you do. You hand this to them and say, George, you know, Assemblyman George, whoever it is. Would you please sign this? And they'll say, well, I need time to read it. You say, well, that's fine. I'll give you 1 week. Please, if you don't sign it, I am going to have you put down as a no. You don't waste time with these people, monkeying around with them. You might want to give them one call if you want to and say, I'm reminding you, in 2 days, you're going to be put as a no. You watch what happens. It's been amazing. So to show you up here, we have the candidates who signed the pledge or didn't. We have it for the estates as well. You have to scroll to the bottom, but let's just see how it looks here. There we go. Yeah, so it tells you who they are and whether they signed it. Here's a no, and he has not made it. Here's another no, and he didn't make it. And then we also have some defaulteds. Marie Waldron was a default, which was really a shame, but she also turned it. But yeah, Mark Muser never signed it. Marie Waldron defaulted. She's here. Carl DeMaio down here. Kevin Kiley refused to sign it, which took me for a loop. Larry Elder refused to sign it. And he was running
Very
I
interesting.
know. Kevin Faulkner, running for mayor, refused to sign it. So this will let you know a lot about your candidates. And if we could really get this out and make it a standard for California, not these big, long, long candidate questionnaires, just one, five simple questions. Are you with us or not? And then we can hold them accountable. So the other thing is we have this biblical voter registration table. If anybody wants to do some last minute voter registration tables for churches, we did this. We trademarked the word biblical to voter registration because it is biblical to register to vote and then vote. And you get a bunch of goodies in the kit. And then we also have a step-by-step training guide for how to conduct elections in your church. Don't mind the date, it's all the same. And then we have booklets that show the difference between the Democrat Republican Party. And then the last thing that we just actually put up here, we have commercials you can run for 30 seconds. Please, you run them or have people just take the airtime out and send people to the website. Let's become partners together on this because we're doing this for free. We don't take any donations for this, nothing. This is strictly a free service to get people out to vote. We also have find your legislators, tracking even the bills in your state, and then voter fraud. So if anybody out there sees any voter fraud, you can come here to the election tip line or go to any one of these websites here that will help you out to report
Wonderful.
What's going on. And then for those that we created mobile voter registration, I couldn't believe this, the name was even available. But for those churches that refuse to do any kind of voter registration and the people are frustrated, what we've done here is given you a guide for how to click right here, what to do. But then also the graphics, we created the graphics that you can download. And here's for cars. I know it's crazy grassroots, but this is where we're at. Get the Christians out to vote values. And we have little car flyers. Anybody can print these on their own. Feel free. We hope people will use the tools. And then for pastors, we have election sermons. And this is the last one that I'll cover on this one. But Cornerstone, Gary Hemrick, world-class election sermon that he did about a week ago. And I popped it up here so fast. And I think we should be sending this out to everybody, world-class. But we also have some other election sermons here as well. So
let me stop you for a second there, Dran. How tell our audience a little bit more about how it is that pastors can speak about elections and current events and social issues. Many pastors don't want to touch that at all. Like you said, they can come under the banner of biblical voter, but how can they speak freely about that?
Well, first of all, we have legal do's and don'ts right here.
Okay.
Actually, they have more freedom than they know. And I'll unshare for just a minute so we can actually talk about that. So reality is they're hiding. They're hiding. The reality is every church can speak up on political issues. And they have a 15% of an amount, 15 to 20% of their church budget that can go to lobbying if they want to, including getting on the phone and calling your elected officials on the spot inside the church if you want to. But what we do with Salt and Light and Biblical Voter, it doesn't even come on the radar. It's like 0.0002% of your budget. So that's why Salt and Light Council is here, is to make the job a lot simpler for the pastor. So the Salt and Light Council people do all the work inside the church. They are trained on how to conduct voter registration drives in the church. They're trained how to do so appropriately under the authority of the pastors to hold on to their 501c. They have nothing to fear. We are a no excuse ministry. But to your question about pastors, I will answer it one way. They simply don't know the answers to all of the cultural issues. That's what's really the biggest problem. They're not equipped.
Well, that's what your ministry is there for. That's a tremendous amount of work. And all of the information that you've compiled, again, friends that are watching this, please share this information. These are specific how-tos. There are loads of flyers and handouts and downloads and things that you can click on to learn about. And I did want to go back because you do have the bill tracking, and that's something that I think is really important for people. So let's take a look at that again.
So there's two, let me go back to Biblical Voter. There are two ways. So again, you're on Biblical Voter homepage, Biblical Voter, scroll down to where it says tracking bills in your state. So this you can use as one. There are two of them here. However, I do want to take you to a different website. So if you go to our homepage of Biblical Voter, excuse me, brave salt is a simple way to
Mm-hmm.
get in there because we're trying to be brave. Go to
Okay.
bravesalt.com and that will get you into the suite of ministries so you can have some fun and tool around. But right down here at the bottom one is called Judeo-Christian Caucus. So we have two state chapters right now. And so since we're in California, you click on California and you could go here to current bills, click on that. And then we will increase the size so you can see what's going on. But look at this. This tells you what you need to know. Topic is abortion. We tell you who introduced it, Democrat, Republican. We tell you what the bill number is and it's clickable. We give you a one, two sentences about what it's about. And then where it's at, status, location, it's gone to the governor. And now it's our job to ask him to veto it. So we need to be calling him right now. So we did have a victory here. This one got vetoed. What is that? Reproductive health preparedness. It's crazy what they do. Improving access to abortion and other health care across the country, across California. So this was a gut amend on adding, creating an awareness campaign for more abortions in California. Thank God that was vetoed. Then we also tackle the LGBTQ. This is horrendous what they're doing to our kids. Truly, if you read some of these bills, you will be surprised. You can read all this. Parental rights, and it was 1955, chaptered into the law. This bans parental notification to the parents in the public schools about what their kids are learning on gender issues. It was signed by the governor. By the way, parents, you just lost your rights to your own kids in the public schools here in California. FYI, that bill is the most dangerous bill of all for the kids in public schools. You will never get to know you'll never get notified about any of these gender studies that are going to be imposed on your children. And your kids are told and taught to lie to you. And when they come home, they act one way. When they go back to school, they act another. Parents, there is no excuse good enough to leave your kids in the public school. So anyway, these are found under Judeo-Christian Caucus of California. And we do some amazing events and bring in great pastors to become part of the political process. Tim Thompson is one now, Pastor Mike McClure, Bishop Art Hodges, Pastor Him from the Korean Church. We have Pastor Gary Kias, and we need more pastors to show up to these meetings to show not only our elected officials, but our country and the people inside the party and to our churches. We're here in force, and you can't do this to our kids. You can't do this to our state anymore. We're done. And when the pastors get involved, the people act.
Yeah, that is so powerful, Dran. I am so grateful for all of this information. And friends, if you still are on the fence, or, you know, I respect your challenge to the legitimacy of these elections. I remember when I was 18 years old and I was able to vote. And I remember asking myself, is it even going to make a difference? Even at that age, I was questioning, but I knew one thing. If I didn't vote, I know my vote would not count. And I like to go to the voting booth. I like to meet the individuals that are working there. It makes me encouraged knowing that there are people, and there are, especially in California and in Orange County, where there are so many immigrants that fought for, and they came here legally, and they know what it is to be able to vote. And they are the ones that are working the polls. I don't know what it's like in San Diego County, but that's what I see in Orange County. And it's interesting to me to meet these individuals. And I always ask them where they came from, how long they've been American citizens, because they need to be citizens to vote. And it's just an inspiring activity for me personally. So that's why I vote. I can only control my own actions. I have zero control over whether someone corrupts my vote, but I can take action. And that's an action that I do. Dran, I don't know where you get the hours in the day to be this productive. We're going to have to chat offline about how you get all that done, because I really want to model some of your website. It's just clear, easy, effective. So friends, please click through. I will have all those links for you in the description box below. Let's give Dran a nice round of applause. She is really making positive waves of change in not just in San Diego County, but in California, across the country, with all of these resources that are free that are available. So please share this information. Dran, stay with me for just a moment as we close out, friends. I will link this for you in my free Substack. And you know that that's at peggyhall.substack.com. I want to thank all of you for being on board, for taking the time to listen to this important information. I can't wait to read your comments. And remember, it's free to share this video, share the information, and inspire, exhort, and encourage, and empower others to take action as well. See you soon, everybody.